Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Baseball is in the air. Going to be a big part of what we do today. Good morning, Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. One member of the show is going to the game at Cleveland today. We'll get to that. John, 6:35, you will address the fan base directly.
Yes, the Tiger fan base, that is.
Yes. Because some things need to be said about our baseball team after dropping the first game of the ALDS. A lot to talk about with football. You had quite the journey this weekend, going all the way out to Seattle and back.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Nothing like a 24-hour trip. Well, I guess it would have been about 36 hours out to Seattle. 4 hours and 34 minutes, to be exact, on the way out.
John, one thing I do want to get into, game, trip, and everything. The setting. Game time, where the sun is literally in the sky physically, the stadium, the lake. Looked awesome.
It did.
It looked beautiful.
It did. I couldn't care less. and obviously, the loss stings. And yes, the lake looked good, but I can't fish in the lake while I'm there. So what's the point of it being there?
The views, the ambiance, the views, atmosphere.
Yeah. It's not like I'm going to the Rose Bowl, right? That's where, to me, it matters, the setting. Now, it was nice. It was beautiful, all of those things. And obviously the way Michigan performed soiled all of it, took a big dump on it. And it's unfortunate. But Big Ten teams, this was sent to me after, doesn't make me feel any better, are 1-7 when traveling 2-plus time zones. The only win was the Fighting Hoosiers, when they went to UCLA. So whether they're going east to west, west to east, it doesn't matter. But you fly out 4 hours, 34 minutes, and the trip back, obviously with the jet stream, and everybody's trying to say, oh, well, it's so much faster to get back. Yes, it is faster to get back. I think it was 3 hours and 57 minutes to get back, except for the fact that it was at, you know, Eastern time. I think it was, 1 a.m, and we landed at like 4:30. It was miserable, and it was miserable from start to finish, other than the fact that the setting was beautiful.
Yeah, you got to fly back with the stench of a loss.
Well, it's and the stench clear, of a loss, but it's also, I mean, like I kind of had that feeling on the way out. Not that we were going to lose. I picked them to win in our picks, and that's gone south for me all year long. Greg, you said you were 7-0.
No, 0-7.
Oh, 0-7. Oh.
Oof.
At least I'm not Greg.
Is that even possible?
Yes, it is.
John winning off that sad field goal we're watching and be watching right here on the TV on the replay.
There's some bad beats for our picks this week.
You know what? And I've told my kids this. This is a lesson that I think we all should. Whenever you think you've got it bad, someone's always got it worse.
That Michigan State cover. I think Jonathan Smith took the point. Because they kicked a field goal 25 seconds left, down 31-7 to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to highlight some of the absurdity, some of us bet the Bengals only to have them blow it in overtime, three straight runs and miss a 53-yard field goal for a guy who's money. Some of us bet the Steelers only to see that go up in flames.
Now, clarify.
Yeah.
We didn't bet it. We just are stupid.
Well, some of us did bet it.
Well, some of you should have. That's why you don't.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
the Bills. How about the Bills? And then the Bills come back and tease.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But getting back to the trip. I mean, and I know that there are people that do this on a regular basis that fly coast to coast for business, for work. And I have the utmost respect for the challenge that you have. I could never, and I know that it's only 3 hours, but being gone and having, you know, five kids doing something, all of them something different, and my wife is managing everything as best as she can, who's going here, who's going there, grandma and grandpa taking this one here, taking that one there, doing it from, you know, trying to be a part of it and support in a three-hour time difference. I couldn't remember who was going where, what time it was, who was picking who up. It just was a miserable experience. And setting aside, it just, I don't know how people do that on a regular basis. And maybe if I did, I would have adjusted better. But then getting back at 4:30 in the morning, and then I got all of the advice in the world. Oh, when you get home, first of all, I can't sleep on the plane. Doug and I get the very last row in the plane, which does not lean back. And so I've got nowhere to lean my head. And you get back. People said, oh, well, as soon as you get home, take a nap. Others are, well, you know, no, fight through it, and then in the afternoon, take a nap. Others even said, you know, just fight through it all day so that you stay on the same sleep schedule and you'll pass out, you'll sleep like a baby, which that term is stupid. No one should sleep like a baby. They don't sleep. Anyway, it's just, I don't know how people do it. I really don't.
I do want to clarify something. You're not making excuses for Michigan's loss. You're just talking about your personal experience.
Oh, yeah, my personal experience. Yeah, no, I mean...
Because I know what the ticket texters are going to say, and I'm just trying to get out in front of it.
If we had a quarterback, we could win a game.
Sure.
We could throw downfield more than 5 yards. We could win a game. You can make a tackle. You can win a game. Like, all of those things are true. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the expanded footprint of the Big Ten. And I know the ACC is facing this. The SEC a little bit, but not quite as much because they're going all the way out to Oklahoma and Texas, which kind of fits into their footprint anyway. It's just a little bit further. It's not going from the Eastern time zone to the Pacific time zone. It's not Rutgers. And mad props to Washington, who played last Friday night in New York. And then flew all the way back, and everybody's, oh, well, they had the advantage of a day. Bull crap. That's not an advantage. They had, I mean, their travel was unbelievable, and then they showed up and played.
So let's start with Michigan. You guys can jump in. We'll lead off with the Wolverines. 6:35, Tigers. We'll talk about the mood, John's message to the fan base. We have overreactions at 7:02, but we start with Michigan. Give them a chance to bat lead off. That game to me, John, you're right. You mentioned if they had a quarterback. We've now seen three different quarterbacks play for Michigan this season. And the final five possessions of the game, with Tuttle, who came in and stabilized it briefly, the final five possessions of that game were brutal. We're talking three and out, turnover, turnover, ran out of time. To me, if you've had three different quarterbacks come in and none of them can give you at least a passable offense, that is system. That is coaching. That is, John, if it's three different quarterbacks and we look on the defensive side of the ball, and I know they haven't played to their talent on that side of the ball, I think coaching is my big issue coming out of that football game.
I'd say I'm play calling offensively. Yes, I have an issue with that. When you go and your receivers, now Colson Loveland, stud. All right, I think we all can agree on that. And he ends up being your leading receiver. He's going to be a target, whether it's at Michigan or whoever he plays for in the NFL. Six catches, but it's only 33 yards. So it's, you're not getting downfield. Your next leading receiver, who do you think it would be?
It was a running back, wasn't it?
It was Donovan Edwards.
Yeah.
Two catches, 23 yards. You also had Marlon Klein, tight end, one catch. Max Bredesen, fullback, one catch. They matched Amarion Walker, Samaj Morgan, and Tyler Morris, all with one catch. Now, I'm just an offensive lineman. I only played professional ball for 12 years. Have been covering the game and talking about the game for 25 years. If sooner or later, the entirety of you run the ball and that sets up the pass, eventually you have to pass.
Right.
I mean, you just do. Eventually, you have to throw the ball downfield. And I think one of the keys that I said in the picks was in this game, I was fine with the cut and paste game plan of USC. Go back to last year, Penn State, the cut and paste game plan of Penn State. If you are throwing the ball more than 15 or 16 times in this game, you were going to lose. And that was even going to be with a dynamic quarterback, because the strength of the Washington defense is the secondary, not the pass rush, not the ability to stop the run. It was the secondary, and they're good. But at some point, especially when you bring in a quarterback that does marginally allow you to pass the ball, you should be able to pass the ball.
Ticket text, phone calls, more to say about this football team. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that understands you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should be as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to find out what you need, and it's going to change over time. I've used them for some business banking, obviously my day-to-day personal banking, and recently my wife and I are making some changes and some things that we're doing in our life. And you don't even have to call them between 9 and 5. Bankers hours, 9 and 4, whatever it is. They will meet you where you are. I've talked to them at 6 in the morning. I've talked to them at 7 o'clock at night. These guys are great, gang gals. First Merchants is there to meet you. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
One member of the show going to Cleveland after the show today. We'll tell you about it. Plus, John's message to the fan base. The mood of our baseball team down 0-1 in the ALDS. It's all coming up at 6:35 this morning. We opened with Michigan. Haven't been able to do that many Mondays. With the Lions with a bye, we start with the Wolverines. A loss out west, as John knows, way out west in Seattle. Some ticket texters. Miami found a way to win out west. Why couldn't Michigan? Michigan is not making a bowl game, Mike, in Williamston.
You know what? I'll address that. It is 100% up in the air. Because you look at when they come back from the bye, it's a trip to Champaign. Does anybody look at that as a win? They won't be favored in that game. They should not be favored in that game.
MSU's a toss-up.
MSU's a toss-up. And then you look and you say, well, okay, can they get a win? Here's where you get bowl eligible. You've got to beat Michigan State and Northwestern. And then after that, because Indiana
road game undefeated 6-0
road game or home game, I don't care. It's going to be very hard to beat Illinois, Indiana, Oregon, and Ohio State. Like, tell me which one of those you think are wins right now.
I think this is where you find out about Sherrone Moore.
Yeah,
as a head coach, you got to buy.
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it should be total hands down. I know there's some question. I mean, come on, seriously.
What's the question?
Seriously. And you go back to the last segment, you have to pass. John, seriously, we're asking six games off a national championship that you have to pass the football to have a decent offense. Like just you have to have some sort of threat, and they don't because they completely sold out last year. And didn't get somebody in the portal, and this is what you have. And here's the question about it. I get the reason why they did it. I don't get it. I understand the reason they didn't go get a QB. I think they wanted no distractions. And so you bring somebody in December when you don't know JJ's going pro, that's a cutthroat move for this year, but might have caused a problem last year.
Yeah, I don't even want to beat the dead horse about the portal today. I don't.
They don't have a quarterback. It's a disgrace.
You've played three guys, though. And if you can't get some semblance of balance with three different people playing quarterback, that's a reflection of coaching not having a good enough game plan.
Well, Jack Tuttle was just healthy. So if he was healthy, would he have been the starter week one? Would the balance on offense be different?
John,
because he comes in and they go three scoring drives, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. And I got to be honest with you, in the stadium, Michigan had all the momentum in the scene, the beautiful scene that it was. The sun was just setting at the time. The glow on Lake Washington was unbelievable. Not a ripple in the water. And then all of a sudden, it felt like the prospects of Michigan's season had changed. And then you come back with three and out. You gain 1 yard on that drive. Three and out, you gain 4 yards on that drive. And then your quarterback fumbles the ball. Then you throw an interception. Then the clock runs out.
Yeah, I go to coaching, okay? Because you get outscored 13-0 in the fourth quarter. You have a fourth quarter lead. You get outscored 13-0. Where were the adjustments? Fine. Offense is looking okay with Tuttle. It was a surprise. You caught him off guard, right? Element of surprise. They thought it was going to be option football. For all the people, it's clearly Tuttle. Five straight empty drives to end the game. We're sure Tuttle's going to get it right. I mean, that'd be my point, is the coaching is going to have to do a better job. Well, he certainly gives them something that Orgy didn't, which is the threat of balance. But at the end of that football game,
so then call up. So okay,
it didn't matter at the end
of
the game.
Here's where we're somewhat different in our take. I don't know that it's the entirety of coaching. I do think that there is an issue with play calling.
Fine.
And so it obviously that is coaching. And so if you now have a quarterback that can throw the ball downfield, why don't you make the shift and actually do it?
But the problem we're going to face here is, all right, Davis Warren lost his job because of turnovers. The one thing Alex Orgy does well is not turn it over.
And then Jack Tuttle did twice,
right,
turnovers.
And I'm telling you what, turnovers will kill a team like this way more than a lot of other teams.
True.
Margin for error is so slim for this team. So, you know, he's got to clean it up. He's the guy if he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, you can probably get away with one per game, but...
Two in the second half?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the defense yet.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about defensively.
You give up over 400 yards.
Again.
Again, yeah. All right, we got Tiger baseball to get to, but first, Heather with the news.
Well, we've got another hurricane on our hands. Hurricane Milton is getting stronger after intensifying on Sunday, and it's on track to hit parts of Florida that are still reeling from Hurricane Helene, right? Like, they're still picking up the pieces, and here's another one.
I wonder if Hurricane Milton can throw a ball 70 yards from his knees.
This hurricane is projected to make landfall on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area and then remain a hurricane as it moves across central Florida into the Atlantic Ocean. On Sunday, Governor Ron DeSantis basically said, hey, I'm expanding the state of emergency to include 51 of Florida's 67 counties. So almost everyone there needs to be prepared. He's saying, if you don't have a plan, you better make one because you might be asked to evacuate. So just be ready for that. And apparently now that Milton has intensified to hurricane status, this is the first time the Atlantic has had three simultaneous hurricanes after September. Mm. So it's a lot that these people are dealing with. And speaking of trying to pick up the pieces after Hurricane Helene, the country music world is really stepping up to help out those that have been devastated by the hurricane. Dolly Parton donated $2 million.
Amazing.
Eric Church released this new song and then signed over all the rights and royalties to the people of North Carolina for hurricane relief. Morgan Wallen announced a $500,000 donation to the American Red Cross. Miranda Lambert, she's donating a bunch of money for all the animals that have been impacted because now there's a lot of animals that have been displaced, right?
Yeah.
That have been separated from their family that don't have the care. So a lot of the country music stars are just stepping up to do some good deeds. Police are investigating after several people in Oakland County found anti-Semitic flyers thrown on their lawns and their driveways over the weekend. These flyers just basically contained hate writing, right? And they were placed in these plastic baggies, and they were at houses, about 100 houses in Farmington Hills. And police say these bags had... like they were weighed down with different materials. So whoever was doing this could just throw them easier so that they'd get onto people's porches, into their driveways. They were also discovered in West Bloomfield, possibly White Lake as well. And the Farmington Hills police chief said that it could be connected to the 1 year anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel. And basically now they're asking residents to check any outdoor cameras, your Ring doorbells, like see if there's anything you can find. And if there is contact the police because they want to know who's responsible. There was a threat on Friday that ended the football game between Warren Mott and Cousineau High School in the fourth quarter and then also forced an evacuation of the stadium. So there was a statement made on Facebook by the superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools that said a Cousineau student made a series of inappropriate comments to a Warren Mott administrator. Police had asked this student to leave the game. The student refused, and that's when they said, you know what, we're going to call local police, who were actually already there at the game. That student was arrested, escorted out of the stadium, but apparently during that time, somebody else called police and said there was a student who left the game that was planning to come back with a gun.
Jeez.
Police believe that threat was credible, so they said, you know what, out of an abundance of caution, we need to make sure everyone is out of the stadium. So the game was canceled. Everyone there in attendance had to leave as well. It was believed that maybe those were two individual students, but I think they determined it was the one student who was actually arrested. Turns out there was no weapons at the game. Nobody was injured. But the superintendent is calling the incident disappointing, which
you
understand. And more words to describe that as well, but definitely disappointing. Finally, Taylor Swift is now the world's richest female musician. Not surprising.
Right.
Estimated worth of $1.6 billion. She took the title from Rihanna. And Jay-Z is still the richest musician overall, worth $2.5 billion.
Mm. And that is Heather with the news. Coming up next, Tiger Baseball Talk. It's 97.1.
Hey, when I needed a new furnace and AC, call the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment and prices. But I think the biggest difference is their customer service. I've also used them recently for some plumbing issues, and they have been out same day. And that I have a 5-year warranty on my furnace and AC, so I know I'm covered no matter what happens. Call Mastercraft for your heating, AC, plumbing, and electrical needs. They even have generators. Tell them John Jansen sent you for up to $500 off fast installation and that same day service I've already mentioned. You want more information? You can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
'01. Tigers back at it today. They'll send the best pitcher in the galaxy, Tarek Skubal, to the mound. 4-0-8 to try to even the series up. And John, you have a message to Tiger fans.
Well, I do. I want to know, this isn't everyone, but this is a large portion of the fan base that maybe it's just the people that I ran into this weekend. I want to know why everyone feels like the sky is falling. When you look at what the Tigers have done, and I understand, trust me, I went for a little walk in Seattle. I come back, and they're already down 5-0. Changing the channel to college football, you turn it back, you're watching a little bit because you think the magic is going to be there. And then all of a sudden, it just never happens for the Bats. And then they, you know, down 7-0 at one point. So I understand that it looked like they got their butts handed to them, and they did. But you are sending the best pitcher on planet Earth to the mound today.
I'm going to say galaxy. I don't think the Martians got anybody better.
That's undecided. I don't know. Okay. But undecided is actually pitching for Detroit as well.
That's so, Wednesday.
Yeah. I want to ask a question. Did you think that they were just going to go undefeated all the way to the World Series, that they were going to sweep the Astros, sweep Cleveland, sweep whoever's next, looks like it might be New York, and then sweep whoever comes out of the National League? Like, that's not how this works. I think it's been a decade. So I'll give everyone a pass on the fact that it's a new experience. You know, playoff baseball is emotional, and there's an emotional swing when you lose like they did on Saturday. But they've done this before. I'm just talking about this season. Mm-hmm. And recently, I think we have forgotten the fact that this was a magical run. And that magic has not died. And you could talk about, well, its destiny has not gone away. On September the 20th, they lost at Baltimore in that stretch of Baltimore, Kansas City, Baltimore. They lost 7-1. I don't think we woke up the next day thinking the sky was falling. We still had hope that they were going. Did it make it harder? Sure. Every loss makes it harder. Losing the first game of a five-game series makes it harder. But was it not hard for this team after the trade deadline, the beginning of August, when they were, it was loss, loss, loss. You trade, and then it's a couple of more losses before you finally find a little bit of what is working. I don't even want to say magic, but something special for this baseball team. The magic's not been used up. The destiny has not been decided for this team. It can still be there. It was one damn game. And we even said it on Friday. If they lose game one, because it was a possibility, you are sending the best pitcher in the universe to the mound to take on the Cleveland Indians. They will come back and play in Detroit on Wednesday and Thursday. They will get a shot in Comerica. And I believe the series is going to be tied 1-1. Then what? Now all of a sudden you're going to jump back on the bandwagon?
John, you and I are going to present a united front today. I'm 100% with you. And we'll check in with the mood of Tiger fans, 248-539-9797. Some that may be near the ledge. Let's talk you off the ledge. This was always a possibility you lose game one, but Scooble would even things out going home for games three and four. And if you split three and four, guess who's on the bump to decide the series? Tarek freaking Scooble. You're right, John. They lost on Saturday. They haven't lost back-to-back games in over a month. The last time they lost back-to-back games was early September. September 4th would have been the last time.
That's not 100% true. They lost the end of the season in back-to-back games.
Oh, well, sorry. Meaningful games. Right. They hadn't lost back-to-back since September 4th. I'm not of the belief that this team's losing today. I'm unwavering would be how I'd classify my mood. I'm unwavering in my belief that they're winning this series, even though they are down 0-1. Even though Cleveland's bullpen is full of a bunch of dudes who throw gas. I mean, they showed a stat during that broadcast. When Cleveland has a lead through six innings, they were 71-2, now 72-2. Clearly, you have to win the first six innings. Enter Tarek Skubal. You're going to win the first six innings today. You'll have a lead today, and then your bullpen can do what they do. You'll be 1-1. You'll come home. Deep breaths, everybody. Series is far from over.
And I think it comes down to trust. Do you not trust Tarek Skubal today? Do you not trust what you have witnessed with your own eyes for more than 2 months now, that this team with Tarek Skubal can go out and win baseball games, that they can go out and trust A.J. Hinch to put guys in position to be successful, to be able to recover from a loss and put together a performance that's going to bring the Tigers home to Comerica with a 1-1 tie in a five-game series. This is not the same as losing the game one of a three-game series on the road to the Astros, which they won and ultimately won the series, because the team that wins that game in that situation for the last 3 years has won the series. And it has, I mean, it repeated itself every step of the way this year.
Five-game series. Twice you'll see Scooble in a five-game series. It's a pretty good spot to be in. Even though they lost game one, I'm not panicking. Listen, the bats are the other concern people will have. You don't score any runs. You have four hits. This isn't new. We're under no delusion that this offense has to be opportunistic, scrappy. We know they're not going to line up, go station to station, and clobber the baseball. John, I'm not there yet. If they lose today, it's a completely different conversation. But they haven't lost today yet. And I think people are acting like the series is over. At least some of the angst and panic I saw on social media and some of the Tiger fans, you're right, that I talked to over the weekend, same vibes. Guys, take a deep breath. Get off the ledge.
Well, and I saw some tweets of social media, which is not always the place to go for positivity. I'm not sure if we're all aware of that. but the concerns about Spencer Torkelson, about runners in scoring position. Now, has he been good? No. And there were opportunities that he's had, whether it was against the Astros or now against the Guardians. But he is the player that we have seen all season long. He's going to take a brunt of a lot of what's going on bad, you know, when it goes bad, simply because he was 1-1. The expectations are there. Hasn't met those expectations. But through four games to this point in the postseason, I pumped the brakes on, oh, they don't have a first baseman now because it's been one game.
We have an offseason conversations while a series is still going on. I do think this is the first time a Detroit team has lost a game in a playoff series since when? I mean, the Lions last year, it was they won two, and it wasn't a series. It's a one game and out type deal. I do think there might be an element of overreacting to that. I'll just say this. They went to Baltimore, 2.5 weeks ago?
Yep.
And they lost 7-1 in the opener. And then they came out and blew a game in the ninth and then won in extras in a dramatic fashion. And then they won a super playoff intense game on that Sunday where it was 3-3, Carpenter homered, they won 4-3. They've been in this spot, and I think for now you have to trust it. I get what I mean. You have your ace going. Look, if it does, I think we all feel like at some point this is going to end. Don't think it yet.
No, and AJ even said it. Like, this is not a new situation for them. They've been playing playoff baseball for 2 months. You lose 7-1 in Baltimore. And yeah, the wheels could have come off. They could have said, our magic is done. We can't possibly do this. They have been in must-win situations, went 31-13, which we thought was all impossible. They were fake contending, but they scratched, they clawed, they did everything they had to do. They won the must-win games when they had to win the must-win games.
Yeah, I'm just not throwing in the towel yet. You're right, because the very next day was the Sweeney play, and the day after that was the Meadows play. I'm not throwing in the towel. What's your mood as a Tigers fan down 0-1 coming into today's game? It's 97-1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is the home of the judgment-free zone, where anyone, that means me and you, can feel comfortable and work out and work on their fitness goals, and you can build a lasting active lifestyle. It's squeaky clean. I already mentioned the judgment-free zone. If you're short on time, it's not an issue. They've got the full body workout in just 30 minutes at the Planet Fitness 30-minute circuit. And once you're there, if you want just a little bit more, first of all Planet Fitness memberships, doesn't matter the level, include fitness training for at no extra cost. But if you want more, the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can enjoy all the amenities such as unlimited use of the Black Card Spa, featuring Hydra Massage, massage chairs, total body enhancement, and access to over 2,500 locations. So if you're traveling out west for the Big Ten, there's a Planet Fitness there that you can go to. Also have unlimited guest privileges. And it does. You can even live down where Tom lives. They've got Toledo locations, Glendale Avenue, Lasky Road, complete remodel. I know Tom's laughing right now. Check out all the upgrades. Grand Rapids, they're over there. Right now, the beginning of October, they've got the Strong Choice sale where you can get everything you need for just a dollar down and $15 a month. And here's the beauty of it. It's not first and last month's rent. You can cancel at any time. So if you want to find more information, go to planetfitness.com.
Nightmare start for the Tigers. If you're looking for a silver lining, Reese Olson pitched well the rest of the way. They're going to need him if they're going to win this series and more. Tigers lost 7-0. John, you said, why is this guy falling? Why are people doing this? It's one game. They got Scooble today. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I mean, this is Major League Baseball postseason. I know it's been a long time since we've all had this experience and the excitement of a team that's playing in the postseason. But they weren't going to go undefeated in the postseason. Newsflash. Every team that they play along the way is only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Cleveland better than the Astros? Yes. Is New York better than Cleveland? I mean,
yes.
Yes.
I think so.
And so then the stakes continue to be raised. This is a team that has fought through adversity. They have been playing playoff baseball for over 2 months. They have lost some costly games and have been able to rebound. They have been down in games and been able to rebound. And they're a team that don't tell me what we can't do. Don't tell me the stats that, hey, if you're down to Cleveland after six innings, you're going to lose. They're going to look at those two games that opponents came back and say, we're going to make that three if that situation presents itself.
It's the mentality of this baseball team. Again, they haven't lost back-to-back meaningful games in over a month, and the idea that the series is over is far from over. We'll read some ticket texts. We want to get to the phones. I think an element of this is people are waiting for the wheels to fall off, and they think they saw it.
Yeah.
Not yet. Let's go to Rob in Taylor. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
Personally, I'm feeling cool as a cucumber. I know because I was expecting and hoping for a split in Cleveland to come back home here and to hopefully win both games here to put this to bed early and move on. But with Schoolboy on the bump today, and then possibly even again if game five necessary, I feel great. And then, like you said, they've been playing playoff baseball for over 2 months now. And just for example, back in 2012, when we lost to the Giants in the World Series, the Giants had an extremely bumpy ride to get to the World Series. They faced crazy adversity just to get there. And yeah, I was actually in Ohio for the game. And let me tell you, the Cleveland fans there, they were not happy to draw the Tigers at this point in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the Tigers are this team that this red-hot anomaly of a team. They throw a bunch of mismatches at you with the way AJ manages both the lineup and the bullpen. They're not a team I'd be itching to play. I think that's fair to say. And again, series far from over. John, let me read you a few ticket texts. The Tigers we saw Saturday were the Tigers we saw in June. It's not that they lost, it's how they lost. No offense, little defense, and the, quote, starter couldn't record a single out. Talking Tyler Holton.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a good test. If this team is actually good and a World Series contender, you win the game today. 100%.
Yeah.
Callers were so bad on Saturday after the game that even Jeff Rieger was the voice of reason. John in a truck.
That shows you where the panic level was.
When Rieger's like, no, I'm not going to troll, guys. You guys are on the ledge. Some of you have already jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, but okay. In the moments following the game, sports are emotional. That's clear. And I understand a little bit of that as soon as the game was over. It was, you got your tails kicked in. But once you get 12 hours past game time, you wake up the next morning, you take a look at what this team has done over the last 2+ months, they have always responded. And they are getting the chance to respond with Tarik Skubal on the mound.
I think the off day is a good thing, too, for them.
I agree.
You know, you get that little bit of momentum. You walking in to a hornet's nest on the road. They came back from this in Baltimore 2.5 weeks ago. The 06 Tigers lost 8-4 to the Yankees in game one, and it looked like the Tigers were lifeless back in 06. And you know what? Give it today, people, before you give up or think that they're done or, oh, they can't hit. They've done this all season. They did lose some games in the 33 and 13 stretch, okay?
Yeah, okay. A couple complaints that I saw, and I saw Rieger reference. People didn't like that Tarik Skubal wasn't the game one starter. Even a text to us this morning, why didn't the ace go game one, then game four? That would have been the smart move. He would have been on short rest for game one. And we know how important it is that he sets the tone, but
you want maximum Skubal. And I think if you go on short rest, you're not getting maximum Skubal.
People said, why didn't Olsen just start the game? Like, did you just start paying attention to this team?
Yep.
The reason Olsen didn't start the game is because they like, and it didn't work this time, but they like him coming in to face not the first three or four hitters, giving him a better chance to start off on the right foot. Now, the opposite happened. He came in with runners on base, and he gave up the first pitch home run. But the thought process that has led them to this point has been, we throw a reliever for the first three or four guys, then we bring in the bulk starter. It's exactly what they've done. You can't be surprised that they did it. Now, you could question throwing a lefty against the top of their order, but the actual reliever into a starter, they've been doing that for 2 months now.
I think a fascinating thing to watch today is how short is the leash for Boyd? Like, how much do they want to get out of him? Do they want him just to get through the lineup once and then they can go to this bullpen that is the best in baseball? Or do they leave Boyd in there if he's in a scoreless game?
Ticket Texter says, Saturday's butt whooping was disappointing, but it's unrealistic to expect perfection. We're not done yet. Go Tigers. All right, that's someone who backed off the ledge. Tigers are facing Boyd. Yes, that Matt Boyd, who knew he was still in the league. He's pitched well for Cleveland.
Yeah.
And we know the Tigers are not great against lefties. Ticket Texter says, Scoobles today, but what's going on with the bats? It says, if you don't score, you can't win. I hate watching Torkelson not deliver with runners in scoring position. How many runners has he stranded, Jody, Orange Park, Florida? Torkelson is 0 for 4, a couple walks, with runners in scoring position. Two strikeouts, and he had that ground in the double play on Saturday. This was also Torque for the season. This was Torque in September. I wish he was better too, guys, but they've won with him being a lesser first baseman, so I'm not writing the series off just because he struggled. We can have an offseason conversation in the offseason, but we're not there yet, guys. We're not there yet. 248-539-9797. One member of the show is going to the game in Cleveland. We'll tell you who at 7:18. We've got overreactions next. It's 97.1. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.